All right, good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Here to worship God in spirit and in truth. All right. Let's go ahead and begin this morning. See, can we grow a little bit? Amen. See, can we get a little bit so that we can leave a little bit better than when we came? All right? That all right? All right, then. That's what the goal is. That's what our ambitions is. Amen. I hope this week that we've been examining ourselves, 2 Corinthians 13:5, and that we've been considering, thinking, reckoning, utilizing the word of God. All right, last week we talked about verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Let him ask. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of that God from God. That giveth to all men liberal, that without no constraints, no holdbacks. See, liberal, freely, and unbraided not, and it shall be given him. See, but let him ask in faith. Let him ask utilizing the book. You know, a lot of times, question a lot of times in life. I want you to think about this here. When he talks about let him ask in faith, how many decisions have we made was not backed up by faith? That is, that the decision that we make, that we can go to the word of God and see, do it comply with the word? That's what he's talking about. Let him ask in faith. See, we don't make decisions because everybody else is doing it, or because of what we see, or because of what we desire. Those are works of the flesh, 1 John 2:15, right? See, we ask, and when we ask in faith. See, a lot of times we decide, well, we're going to do this, or we're going to do this. It's like this holiday season. See, the word itself is contrary to faith, because you can't find the word mass nowhere in the Bible. Mass were instituted around 600 B.C., A.D. And but you can't find it nowhere in the word of God. So why would you celebrate something that's contrary? Because it violates faith. So when you look at the principle of sowing, that is what we sow, we're going to reap. We sow toward the spirit, we reap everlasting life. We sow toward the flesh. Anytime we ask and it violates, another point, faith, number one, is trouble ahead. Number two, see, do you think God will bless us or give us something when we ask? Go back to what he says here. And he said, and it shall be given to you. Well, would he give it to you if it violates faith? Amen. A lot of times people say, well, God didn't answer my prayer. Well, maybe it's two things. Maybe he did, or maybe he didn't. And what I mean by that, maybe he did because it wasn't God's will. Amen. Or it violates faith. Because he's not going to give us anything, see, that violates faith. Because the next verse he said, but let him ask in faith without wavering. What I mean, without wavering means that because you have studied the word of God, right? And you know that what you're asking in faith and it's God's will, well, you don't have no doubt that it's not going to be what done for you. You know what I'm saying? See, you don't act well if you want to, or maybe. See, without wavering simply means that because you know the word of God, because it's backed up by faith, you're going to be steadfast, unmovable, because you know what it's doing God's will. Amen. See, that's what that word without wavering means. See, that's the danger, folks. And I say this all the time. That's the danger of not knowing God's word. Sometimes you say, well, why do people act that way? Well, they act that way because they don't know no other way to act. How can you act any other way when you're not justified by faith? In Romans 1:17, right? See, that's the point that I'm saying. And that's what he's saying here. He's saying here, but let them ask them faith. You know, underline that word faith. That you're going to ask, but make sure it's backed up by faith if you expect it to be given to you. Because if it ain't backed up by faith, just because you want it, don't mean that God gonna give it to you. what I want, what you want may not be in accordance to God's will. Amen. You understand? See, it got to be backed up by faith. See, in order for it to be given to him, then nothing wavering. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. See, you're seeing people in their life, one day they're this way, another day they're this way. In the morning they're that way, or in the evening they're that way. You see them now, they're happy. See them later, they're sad. They're not stable. See, it's something that caused a person to be moody. I'm serious. Trouble somewhere. See, when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, maybe you went to bed on the wrong side. Amen. Am I right about it? See, let me tell you something. That's trouble. That's the reason why he said, here, look what he said. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Don't the Bible say in 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of what? The Lord. In spite of what state you find yourself in, see, just be content, right? See, because everything that we do is guided by what? Faith. Amen. It's guided by the word of God. Amen. John 8:31, if you could continue my word, indeed you should be my disciple. You should know the truth. Truth shall make you free. See, don't be like a wind tossed and about. Don't be happy today. Don't be moody today. Don't shake my hand today, and tomorrow don't want to have anything to do with me. That's not the way Christian life is. That's not letting your light so shine. Amen. Go to Paul's favorite scripture, Matthew 18:15. See, that's the reason why the Bible said if you got something against your brother, go to him and him or what? Because see, when you go to him and him alone, see, they're going to stop that what? Tossing about. See? Because when you let the word of God, when you let faith solve it, am I right? See? Somebody, both of you can't be what? Right? Somebody got to be wrong, amen. See? And then that's that concept where I'm sorry. Or repentance. And you learn from your mistake, am I right? Why? Because see, you don't want to be tossed about. You don't want to be tossed about like a wind. See, you want to be steadfast. Am I right? See, unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we all been that way, am I right? See, moody, different moods, happy, sad. You've seen people like that? We work with people like that, don't we? See, they difficult to work with, am I right? See, you ask them something, and then they'll tell you. You go back again, and they'll tell you. See, they that way because, see, they don't have faith in their life. They don't have nothing. They don't have that substance there, a Hebrews 11:1. In spite of what situation arise. And it's a growing process, brethren. But see, in that growing process, the first thing you got to have, if you want to grow, number one, you got to want to grow. You got to have that desire. Am I right? See, not because I said it, because the word of God is saying it. Am I right? See, and that's the point they're saying. Let me read that one more time because, see, it's just a life principle. That's a life principle that he's saying here. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. See, that is, I'm going to go against it one more time. See, when you base your decision, when you base your life on faith, and when you know it's in the word of God, number one, we have stability, amen. Am I right? You don't have to waver. You don't have to wonder. Because you know it's God's will, am I right? When you understand your role as a husband, and then you follow the Bible way. You understand your role as a wife. You understand your role as a child. Because everybody got a role, right? And you stay in that role, am I right? See, what we ask based on the word, we're not going to waver. Why? Because you can't buck against the word. One thing against it, you can't fight against the word. I don't care how much people disagree against the word. Guess what? The word ain't going to change. The Bible ain't going to change. See, you can leave here, you can leave another place, you can leave another place, but guess what? The word's still going to be here. Because the word's not going to change for you, and the word ain't going to change for me. Amen? That's what he means without wavering. That is, you have that mindset. You know. See, you understand. See, based on faith, what is the will of God? See, the problem comes in when people don't know what the will of God is. Is, and that's the reason why they get caught up in what he's saying here is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. See, they just like this here. They don't know which way to go. See, they're just confused. They just got confusion in their life. Confused, amen. God is not the author of confusion, amen. But peace. See, This weekend, my house was totally confused to the point where I just can't stand it. Something is wrong. Amen. And the answer is the book. Amen. The answer is faith. The answer for us to sit down and get back with the book and don't waver. Amen. See, look unto Jesus. Seek, set those things which are above. Amen. See, that's what we got to do. Because you don't do it, and you know what? You need to underline that. We need to underline that here. We're just like a wave of the sea. Amen. I mean, went to on cruises several times. I was just amazed, man, how high those waves can get. See, that's the way life is. People's lives just full of waves. See, driven with the wind. And they're tossed. You ever seen people like that? See, we've been like that one time, haven't we? See, before we let the word of God take total control over our life. Amen. See, and go back. That's what happens when you become the perfect man. Or when you perfect. See, but the only way that you can do it, brother, you got to do this every day. You got to consider. You got to think. You got to reason. You got to know. So you got to know these things in order for that growth process to happen. Because look here, it can be confusing in your life this morning, but it don't have to be this afternoon. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, all you got to do is take the book up and get out the way and let God's will be done. Now, you got to get out the way. Amen. See, that's the reason why he talks about husband and wife being what, unequally yoked together. You got to be on the same what? Wavelength. Amen. See, you can't be stable and the other half be what? Tossed around. One will overtake the other one. Tossed around is darkness, right? Stability is light. Amen. See, one will overtake what? The other one. Amen. Am I right? See, that's the reason why I can't nobody, and I mean that, nobody, based on my knowledge today, can't nobody talk me against Jesus. Amen. It ain't about no money. It ain't about fame. It ain't about fortune. You couldn't pull me away from a sound church to go to an unsound church to make 10 times more money. Somebody can come to me and say, Al, we'll pay you $10,000 a month. It could be a church of Christ. But based on their teaching, based on their doctrine, it's unsound. Amen. Because I know that once I get there and I leave faith and I leave truth, I'm going to be just like that wind. Because you're doing it for the wrong reason. Amen. And we all make decisions. Sometimes men marry women. Sometimes women marry men. See? Finances. See? That's the way the devil works. That's the way he works. And one thing about the devil, and go, Brother Frazier, the devil starts small. Then sooner or later, it creeps up on us. Amen. And then we ask the question, we say, how did this happen? Y'all know what I'm talking about? How did we get in this situation? How did this happen? See, but see, the devil, he's like that roaring lion. He's the father of lies, amen. He's doing things, and you know what? Because people can't discern. See, most people can't discern between right and wrong. People go to church, but see, because they don't get nothing in church, because you can't get nothing in church when truth ain't there. Don't hear what I just said? Don't hear what I just said? See, it's impossible to worship God in spirit and in truth if sin is in the mix. Did you hear what I'm saying? It ain't but one way. Am I right? That's what I tell you all the time. Be careful where you say you visit. Because by all you may be doing, visiting. Because you sure ain't worshiping in spirit and in truth. You say you're being judgmental. No, I'm not. I can prove that. John 9:31, what sin is God is what? It's just not. So you could be here this morning. And when you got here, your car was being tossed around because you've been tossed around in the car. And you come up here with the wrong mindset, wrong spirit. You can't worship God in spirit and in truth till you straighten it out. Why? Because if you got all against your brother, go what? Be reconciled, then come back. Amen. And bring your gift to the altar. Why? Because, see, on the pure in heart, see, only those who are in the right spirit, see, worship him in spirit, truth, attitude, truth, see, and that's the way it works. But people don't understand that. People say, go to church. So you can't go to church. We can come to worship. We can't go to church. Amen. So you can't do that. We can come to worship by faith. And ain't but one faith. Amen. See, that's the thing that I don't understand. See, about this process. Well, think about this and then move on. Because it brings about the wind. John 14:6 says, ain't but one way, right? Right? Say you leave here because of our way. Right? Then you go to another way. Well, which way is right? It can't be but one way. Am I right? It's not but one faith. Am I right? Am I right? Galatians said there's not another what? Gospel. Am I right? Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, so you better be careful. You got your hand up. Go ahead, brother. Being a what? Okay. Don't say can.
They will. They will that they destroy. They do destroy.
They will. It will. It will. See, it will. See, not can. Can leave a little possibility. It will. See, it's a sowing process. It will. See, that's really why he say, if any acts in faith. See, the Holy Spirit plainly puts it. See, if it done, it got to be done in faith without wavering. See, without doubt. See, doubt means your mindset is right. See, your mind, if the understanding is not there, so you can't comprehend. How can you ask for something you don't know? You don't understand. You understand what I'm saying? See, you can't. Comprehension got to be there. Knowledge got to be there. That's the reason why faith got to be there. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why he said without wavering, without doubt. See, you got to be assured. Amen. See, that's what it got to be. See, that's what it got to be. See. And if that comprehension is not there, you ever made a decision on the spot? Just did it? I'm serious. Without really thinking about it. And then later on it came back and bit you. And you regretted it. And said, if only I would have. Because you just didn't study the matter. You didn't think about it. You didn't comprehend. You just did it. Well, see, that's what life is. See, what life is, as a Christian, there are choices we have to make. And choice can be good or bad. Can be right or wrong. There's no half choice. There's no 75% choice. Either you make it all the way right or you make it all the way wrong. Because, see, you can be 50-50 and you're still wrong. Am I right? So the point that I'm saying that mindset got to be there. That's the problem with most Christians. We come to church and we don't never develop mindset. See, that's the reason why the devil put so much pageantry in the church to satisfy the lust of the eyes. You know, that's the reason why he's taking music. See, he's taking music, contemporary, see, hip-hop, or he's taking music and satisfying to the ears. The reason why it's satisfying to the ears, because, see, you can't hardly tell the difference between fleshly and religious. They got the same beat. Am I right? The only thing they've done is just change the words. You can dance. You can do the electric slide on some of their church music. Am I right? You can. It sounds just as good. They got full orchestration. Am I right? Am I right? Why? Because they want to give you an illusion. Because the devil wants you to come here and learn. The devil wants you to come here and be fooled. Amen. He don't want you to come here and grow. He don't want you to come here and get on that steadfast path. He don't want you to think. You ever heard people say, when somebody asked them a question, well, let me ask my preacher. Why you got to ask him for? You all know. Right or wrong? You ever heard people say that? See, well, I don't know, but let me go ask my preacher, and I'll get back with you. You should be on the same mindset your preacher on. Amen. You should already have studied the whole chapter 1 of James before, even though we're going slow going through it. You should already have went through it with your own study before you even get here. You should. And I don't think I should be doing just refreshing. See, that's the only thing I'm doing, just refreshing. Am I right? Because it's your mind, it ain't my mind. It's your faith, not my faith. Every man got his own mind, his own faith. Am I right? I can't act for you using my faith. Am I right? You won't let me count your money? Let me count your money for you. I'll count your own, count my own money. Am I right? Is that right? So the point that I'm saying, see, that's what he's trying to get us to see. See, that mindset. So, and let me give you some scripture right quick. When you go to Matthew 7:7, asking it shall be given unto you. You might want to write them down. Luke 11:9. John 16:17. See, it's all based on that concept of one word, faith, 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 faith. Because see, if you got if faith ain't there, John, if understanding is not there, if comprehension is not there, see, that leaves the room to doubt because we don't have the assurance. How many of y'all trust Jesus? I'm serious. Trust him. That believe that the Bible is inspired word of God. I'm serious. See, y'all understand what I'm saying? How can you believe Jesus? How can you know when you don't know what the book says? You can't do it. Amen. You can't do it. Can you? And the devil know that. And that's the reason why he got all these different churches of Christ too. See, in his hands. Because see, he got people that don't have faith. They don't rule by faith. See, and when you rule by the other thing, that's consequence. Go ahead, Brother Burson. That's right. That's it. That's it. That's it. Now, I want you to look at one thing before we move a little further. That word, I want you to write some of these adjectives down I'm going to give you. Of wavering, which simply means to be doubtful. Okay? Of that, verse 6, they will let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Okay? That simply means, first word, conflict. It's a conflict there. See, to waver is a conflict. Amen? You got two forces there, right? You got right and wrong. And because you don't have no faith, see, one rises against the other one. Y'all with me? See, that's a conflict. See, when you had to make a decision, when you had to waver, when you're doubtful about being here this morning, it had to be two notions there to be able to come to a decision. One was, yeah, I want to come. The other one said, no, I don't want to come. One's guided by faith, and one guided by self. Amen. See, that's the reason why he say, come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not, handle not. Because see, what God don't want us to do, put ourselves in an environment to add conflict that's going to violate faith. Because you didn't know that people we around, jobs we around, family members we around, children we around. See, anything that beset us, see, anything that caused us to doubt, that gonna cause a conflict, see, is not good for us. And it's hard sometimes. We as parents who got children and we love them. But when you know that they are a conflict, that they are antagonistic to the truth, the Bible says shake the dust and move on. If that gonna cause you to what? Be like a wind tossed about. Well, it's gonna bring what? Confusion in your life. You don't need it. Amen. Y'all with me? Conflict. See? Second thing that I want you to see is not only conflict, but it's a variance, V-R-I-A-N-C-E, with self. See, we deal with self every day, don't we? All of us has an inner being, don't we? Amen. We have a spirit. Was a good spirit, was a bad spirit. Am I right? So it's always a conflict with self. Variance with self. We deal with self from morning to time we get up till we go to bed. Amen. It's a force. It's a variance in our life. Now think about this here. If that variance is a bad seed, if you hear negativity all day, you're around negative people all day, you're around confusion all day, see, you're all messed up in the mind all day. And sometimes it can be that way. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, you're around people that cuss all the time. You're around people that just don't have no respect for the word. Amen? If faith is not, if something ain't there to kick it off, it's going to entangle you. And that's when self giving away. I'm going to give you an example. Who will succeed? God will or man will? So when you're reading God's word, amen, faith, that God gives us directives on how to do something. Well, the only responsibility that we have to do is get self out of the way. Right or wrong? Now, if you got variations in there, what I mean, people say, well, you really don't have to do it that way. Well, you can go down to another church and you can do it that way. Amen. What they're saying is not right. Amen. And these are people you know. These are some people you may look up to. These may be people you at one time respected. But you don't have nothing in here, faith, to discern between what right and wrong. Who gonna win? You understand what I'm saying? See, that's that variance that we face every day. See, that's the reason why he said, love not the world, neither thing that in the world, to love the world and not of the Father. You can't love the world and love truth too. Am I right? That's the reason why you're tossed about like a wind. Am I right? That's where my confusion is in our lives. Amen. You know why? Because we allow it. Because the word of God don't allow it. We allow it. We allow it because we fail to make the proper decisions. And sometimes we don't want to make proper decisions because we don't want to go against status quo. Well, I'm just going to let things stay just the way it is. And it's going to get better. In time, it will. That's what the devil is telling you. Because it ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse. Amen. Am I right? It ain't going to get no better. That's what the devil going to tell you. It's going to get better. The devil got your mindset. You know what he's going to do? He's going to get it. Make it worse, 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 worse. Like that man who shot them kids. See, he always went crazy. It was a developmental stage. He might have been a little crazy. And it got worse. It got worse and worse and worse and worse. Anytime a man's mind gets so messed up that he's going to blow his brains out, something wrong with him. Amen. I'm scared of a little pin. Man, I hate somebody stick myself with a little pin. I'd be crying. See, I hate pain. And you think I'm going to take a gun and blow my brains out? Get out of here. Go ahead, bro. Yes. Uh-huh. Any man. That's it. Yeah. Go, everybody turn where you are, please, brother. First chapter? Yes. Okay. What verses you had in the first chapter? Go ahead. To do what? Okay, come on, y'all get that. Because see, what he's telling you is truth. And the reason why, because see, there was a problem. Yeah. Where you at, bro? Okay, second chapter. He said first, second chapter. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. But come on, read verse 6. There you go. That's the go. But. Read. There you go. See, if they had known it. See, if you would have had understanding, if you had faith, see, you wouldn't do these things. See, you wouldn't do these things. That's what's wrong with the world. See, the world do these things because they lack wisdom. And see what the world do, what the prince of darkness do, what the prince of this world do, what he do, he fight against truth. Because he don't want you to know truth. He don't want preachers to preach like this here. He don't want preachers to tell you to study. He don't want preachers to tell you to count. He don't want preachers to tell you that you have a spiritual responsibility for your own soul. Because see, if he gets you to the point where he don't allow you to grow, you ain't going to know. Am I right? And then when you don't know, you ain't going to perfect. It just ain't going to happen. It's a fact of life. Then, when that happens, you're going to have debate in your life. You're going to have conflict in your life. You're going to have variance in your life. Because, see, those words denotes confusion. Am I right? See, you got to argue with your wife. Come on, don't lie. Tell the truth. She got a point. You got a point. Both points can't be right. Am I right? Am I right? Somebody got to be wrong. Am I right? The answer is the Word of God. Amen. See, you let the Word of God answer. Go to the Word of God. Hey, let's sit down. Let's open the book. And whatever the book say, because we know, that's what we're going to utilize. Amen. Am I right? Am I right? See, and that's the point that she said, Bible be basic instruction before leaving earth. What good is instruction when you don't use them? Am I right? And that's what he's talking about. Am I right? Y'all with me? See? See? Well, see, the devil gives you what? That thought pattern. Because he won't confuse. He won't conflict. He won't debate. He won't variance in our life. Amen. People say, I can do what I want to do. I'm a free moral age. I'm grown. You know people say that before? You can be grown and stupid. What good being grown when you can't make intelligent decisions? Am I right? See, grown just chronological. Grown ain't nothing but an age. You got a lot of men 7 years old walking around stupid. I'm serious. I see them every day. Walking around with sagging bridges. See, our ex-mayor, Kincaid, he went to jail not too long ago. See, old man. What are you doing right behind young girls for? That's stupid. He ought to know better. But how can he know better when he don't know? That's all he's been doing all his life. Am I right? That's all he's been doing. That's all he know. Just color with him. Amen. Sometime in life, y'all have some sense. But see, you ain't going to never get no spiritual sense. I ain't saying sense. Some people got PhDs, still ain't got no sense. Crazy is the best of bug. I'm talking about spiritual sense. I rather have spiritual sense any day than have a DD, PhD, any kind of D behind my name. Because spiritual sense is going to make you be what? Stable. Amen. See, and you ain't going to be tossed around. Y'all been watching the news since Friday? CNN, MSNBC? They don't know what, they don't know. We just don't know. They said, we just don't know. I know. See? And they got all kinds of psychologists giving their opinion. They thought, I don't need no psychologist. I know what the problem is. Sin. It just didn't happen Friday. See, there'd been a conflict, there'd been a debate, there'd been variance, and people lied. Because see, when you give people choice, see, when it violates God's word, you're going to have problems. Am I right? See, it's like this here. I'm going to give you one example. Okay, I'm going to give you one example. Just bring my Bible, please, sir. Thank you. I would get down there, but I don't need double pain. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Okay, all right, go with me to 1 Corinthians 11. All right, I'm just going to share something. Spirit, all right, flesh. Y'all with me? All right. All right. See, we know when you talk about apostolic doctrine, we start talking about, I don't work John no more. He got them for my glasses. Thank you, John. I'm sorry. See, that's what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You have confusion. see, when you're asked too far to, and they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, amen. See, based on John 14, 26, 15, 26, 16, 13, to James 1, 25, when that which perfect is come, right? That's the inspired word of God, am I right? That's the only thing we can go by, right? We ain't got nothing else to go by. Either you can have a command, it can be an example, or it can be inferred, am I right? In relationship to how God's word, that we may know. So the point that I'm saying, in Acts 27, we do know, upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to do what? Break bread, am I right? Now, over 1 Corinthians chapter 11, based on the word of God, am I right? We do know that every first day of the week, we're supposed to do that, right? Now, I want you to listen to what the language of the Holy Spirit says. It says in verse 18, all right? For first of all, when you come together in the church, right? I hear that there be division among you, and I partly believe it. And then over verse 23. Okay, verse 33. Is it well for my brethren, when you come together to eat, tear ye one for what? Another. Am I right? Go to chapter 14 right quick and look at verse 23. Chapter 14, verse 23, it says, if therefore the whole church be come together in one place, see, and then he began to talk and all speak with tongues. See, it always when the whole church come together, what? In one place for that purpose. Well, we do know that in apostolic time, guess what, y'all? It wasn't but one service. Am I right? Am I right? See, what we do today, they have been what added. Am I right? Am I right? But in apostolic time that they did. Am I right? We come together went every first day of the week to do that. Am I right? The whole church. Am I right? In one place. Am I right? So if you knew that every Sunday we come together for one place to celebrate, do all five hours of worship. Am I right? The whole church in one place. What's your obligation here? To be here. Am I right? Amen? That's what the Bible said we were. Gonna do it. Now, on the other hand, the flesh said, no, you don't have to do that. See, that's the problem here when you begin to add to God's word. See, when you add to God's word, you bring about confusion. You bring about a subject you can debate. That's what it's being. It's being debated. Am I right? See, it brings about confusion. It brings about variance. You understand what I'm saying? But it shouldn't be here. Because God's word should be what? It's just one example. Am I right? Y'all with me? Because I don't think we can go by what we read in the Bible. Am I right? We can't read no other way what we see. Am I right? So the point that I'm saying, which way are you going to believe? You going to believe the spirit or are you going to believe what the flesh say? See, this brings down what? Confusion. Am I right? Does everybody know that at 11 o'clock we're going to come together and do our 5 hours of worship. Am I right? Am I right? When? The whole church is going to do it. Amen? Ain't you a part of the church? And that's your responsibility? Am I right? Now, what's going to stop you from being here? Is it going to be your job? Is it going to be money? Is it going to be self? That's your individual choice. Am I right? That's a decision you got to make. Am I right? But I do know because I know that the Bible says when the whole church comes together, I want to be with the whole church. Am I right? Because guess what? That's the way they did it in Bible days. Am I right? They didn't have no other service. They just came together one time. Who are you going to believe? This side or this side? Question. If you violate this side, can you worship God in spirit and truth over here? Hello? No. You can't do it. Because you already been given directives. We already saw how they did it. Am I right? You with me? Y'all look confused. Anybody disagree? You look confused. That's the Bible. But the point that I'm saying, just not just this, but anything in life. We got directives. That's why he says, if you ask them what? Faith without wavering, without doubting. Don't be debating. Don't have no conflict in your life. Don't have barriers in your life. Don't have stuff in your life. Get out the way. And know, understand. He just read it, am I right? Over in 1 Corinthians 2. We're not going to believe the prince of darkness, prince of this world. Prince of the world wants you to believe this is all right. Am I right? Somebody going to get mad and say, well, they need to do it because you know this sister, she work all the time. But it ain't my fault. She choose to work. Amen? Am I right? That's a choice. Amen? Who said I'd rather obey God than man? See, I'd rather obey the Spirit, amen? Am I right? Than this. Am I right? So you think what we're going to do, say, well, just because to satisfy you, just because you satisfy you, we're going to forget this? We can't do that. Shake your head. We can't do it. Brother emailed me one time. He said, well, Brother Lyle, he said, well, I agree with you. He said, well, where I go? He said, where I go, they do it. But I don't partake of it. The preacher don't partake of it, but they do it. And I text him back. I said, brother, you partake in the evil deeds. He said, well, I guess you got a point. I ain't guess I got a point. I know I got a point. Amen? Because you can't have it both ways, folks. See, in conflict, you can't satisfy both. See, you can't satisfy both. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You just can't do it in relationship. See, it can't be no wavering, amen. Because see, if that's wavering, we're going to be tossed about. That's ringing right now. We're being tossed about. That's confusion. We brethren continually having to put out this fire, this fire, this fire, this fire, this fire. And when it shouldn't be. Because we all should be speaking the what? Same thing. We ain't got time to fight the devil. We need to be growing, amen. Am I right? See? So we got souls to save, amen. Am I right? I don't want to be tossed around no more, do you? I don't like that, do you? See? Now, my wife said, well, you want bacon or sausage? That's different. Amen. See? I can make that choice. See, when I woke up this morning, I decided, well, I don't know why I want to wear a white shirt or why I want to wear this shirt. Well, this is the only one with iron. So I wore this one. I didn't feel like I had nothing. You said, I didn't feel like it. I'm just telling you the truth. I didn't feel like it. If it got iron, I would have. You understand what I'm saying? That's choice. Am I right? See, choices you can make. See, because see, what color shirt I wear not going to determine nothing. Because I'm covered up. I'm decent in order. Amen. See, well, I weigh 8 bacon and sausage, not going to matter. See, it may matter for cholesterol. You understand what I'm saying? But when it comes to the word of God, whatever we ask, we got to ask in faith. It will be given to us, but you can't waver about it. You got to know. Hear your words again. I'm giving them to you. Number one, it can't be debatable. It can't be debatable. It ain't debatable. See, we can't say, well, let's compromise. You can't compromise God's word. Amen. Number one, it can't be no variance in it. Either you do it or you don't do it. Amen. See, no conflict. See, it can't denote utterance. Utterance. And it can't be conflicting. What that mean that you can't have A, B, and C and be choosy. Because there ain't no choice. Because like I gave you over there, 18:33, 14:30, and I gave you those verses and I showed that to you. That's the word of God, amen. That's what they did. Amen. So if you know that's what they did and that's what we're going to do, don't it make sense that you do it? Don't it make sense? Now, it's my fault that you sitting here being tossed around like a wind and you got doubt and you got conflict or you got variance in your life, whose fault that is? Your what? Because you have allowed that prince of darkness. Is that what you just read? See, that prince of darkness, that prince of this world to enter into your life to mess your mind up. It's a mind game. Amen. Man, in closing, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Go home and go look at your wife. See, it's like a lot of folks. A lot of folks are going to get caught up in one day. You already know you're broke. You ain't got no money. You've been catching hell all year. Amen. Am I right? And you're going to mess around here. See, get caught up on TV commercials. Get caught up what the world do. And then you're going to make things worse after December 25th than it were before. Just because of one day. I'm telling you, some of you are going to do it. Some of you already don't do it. Some of you already got that tree loaded. I'm just telling you. Then when it happened, because you had variance in your life, conflict, and when you debated and you violated faith, then you're going to come back here in January and you're going to stand up and you want us to pray for you. When I'm telling you from the word, am I right? Don't do it. If you got your receipts, if you can take it back, take it back. I'm telling you, man, if you don't, you're going to have problems in your life. Probably he'll tell you that I'm telling you the truth, and I don't want you to give me no answer. Probably 85% of what y'all take in at Sam's is through credit cards. Most of it come through credit cards. True or false? See that? And you know what that means? Huh? See that? I'm being conservative. That means you buy something you can't afford. Anytime you use a credit card, you buy something you can't afford. Remember a long time ago, when you didn't have no gas, what you did? Remember a long time ago, before we could swipe groceries, what you did? Use what you had. Am I right? Why are you going to swipe something that's going to go down the sewer? Some of y'all ain't going to get that. But you still going to have to pay for it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. Because what it does, it robs our mindset. See, it tosses around like wind. You understand? See, we can't act in faith because we got conflict. See, we got variance in our life. See, think about it. All you got to do, go home, sit down, get you a pencil and a piece of paper, and just tell the truth. Write down those things that affects me. Go to Galatians right quick. I know I'm out of time. John, you can go. I know you got to go get Brother Goodwin. I won't hold you up, but I just can't, man, I just got to talk about it. Galatians right quick. See, go to Galatians right quick. Galatians 5. See, Paul said in Galatians 5, 7, among so many other good things. Read the whole book. He said, you did run well. Didn't he? He said, who did hinder you? Underline that word hinder. See, go down and write down the hindrance in your life that stopped you from obeying the truth. Amen. And then he goes on, in verse 17, he says, the flesh lusted after the spirit, and the spirit after the flesh, and these are what? Underline the word contrary. Isn't that what we've been talking about? One to another, so that you cannot do the thing that you were. See, you can't do them. See, when faith ain't in your life, see, when you're not on that, you just can't do it, folks. See, when you allow these hindrances in your life, you can't do it. Amen. Am I right? Y'all with me? Am I telling the truth? Whew. Go home and do it. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, it's going to stay there. It's going to stay there. And you always going to have a problem. You can come to church all day, until you straighten it out. Ain't going to get no better. I don't care what it is. It could be women, drugs, alcohol, money, anything. Children, husband, wife. I don't care what it is. Amen. If it violates the principle, see, y'all don't want to hear me start talking about wives and husbands. Telling you the truth. Amen. I told my aunt yesterday, I'm going to hit you. You know what she said? Come on. Let's pray. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings.